The Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center, KAIPTC, named after the late Ghanaian Secretary General Kofi Annan, was officially opened in Accra, Ghana in January 2004 and mandated to train military, police and civilian personnel for multidimensional peacekeeping and peace support operations in the Economic Community of West African States regions, Africa and beyond. DDR trainings are among the many different courses the center offers. I now have the pleasure to be talking to Mr. Augustine Owusu, DDR Course Director at KAIPTC. Augustine, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us about DDR trainings at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center.
Thank you very much too for this interview. It gives KAIPTC the opportunity to talk more about itself and its DDR courses. By the way, DDR was the very first course run by KAIPTC.
As a course director at the center, could you briefly introduce your background and the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center?
Let me start by explaining that my journey with KAIPTC started almost 12 years ago. I started at the Training, Evaluation and Development Unit as the officer responsible for monitoring and evaluating all KAIPTC training activities. It was during this period that I realized that I had a strong affinity for training, and I got interested in conducting training and being part of a training team. The opportunity came when the job vacancy for assistant course director came, and I was successful with the interview. So I started my DDR journey as an assistant course director for DDR.
What are the qualities required for a DDR course director?
There are four qualities I think are essential to be a good course director, not necessarily a DDR course director. First and foremost, commitment. You have to be committed to what you're doing. You have to be a team player because you'll be dealing with a lot of teams and having to lead a lot of teams. You should be willing to learn. The day you stop learning is the day you die. That's what I believe. And good communication is a must. You'll be communicating with people internally and externally, and you need good communication to be successful at this.
That's very, very important. KAIPTC is also the co-chair of the Integrated Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration Training Group, which consists of various institutions offering DDR training courses. Can you explain the activities of the IDDRTG and your personal role as the IDDRTG co-chair?
DDR Training Group is a group of like-minded training institutions who coordinate, develop, and deliver training to help build the capacity of DDR practitioners all over the world. The group has three strategic partners, that's the UN, the AU, and the EU, who observe some of their meetings, especially their annual meetings. In having a co-chair, you have some sort of secretariat where communication within the group and with external partners are made easy. Also, the co-chairs are responsible to chair meetings and lead the process of joint events.
What are some of the DDR trainings that the center offers?
The center offers three main DDR trainings. First is the foundation course. The foundation course is usually open to most people who can demonstrate a need for DDR. The second is our advanced course. It's the advanced stabilization and reintegration course. This course focuses on DDR as an effective tool for stabilization. And then the third type of course that we have are courses that are usually done upon request, specialized courses that are tailor-made for specific institutions. So what happens is when institutions approach us with a specific need for DDR, we assess the need and then develop a tailor-measured course for that institution. So these are the three main types of courses or DDR courses that we have.
What makes the DDR training experience at the KIPTC Center unique from that of others?
In terms of uniqueness, once you come for a DDR course at KIPTC, you know that the facilitators who are going to teach you are skilled and knowledgeable about DDR. And we also have a relationship with DPO, where DPO supports facilitation team at KIPTC. The selection of participants is, for me, another thing that makes KIPTC unique. Participants go through a rigorous but fair selection process. At the end of the day, we always ensure that the right mix of participants are in each training. So to start every single DDR training at KIPTC is different and it's unique. We ensure that participants enter courses at a certain basic level. Here, I believe we are the first institution to start blended learning with DDR trainings. So we have an e-learning part of the DDR course, which is usually taken before participants come. KIPTC has developed its own DDR e-learning course, which we use for our DDR trainings now. The pilot was in February. Also, class sessions are fun, and the environment is conducive for adult learning. We appreciate that first and foremost, the learning time span for adults is way less than that of children. So you need to make learning very interesting to get participants interested throughout the period. Remember, DDR courses each are 2 weeks. So to have participants there for 2 weeks, you really need to engage them and engage them properly. It is also not work. We find time for other social activities. Aside that, one huge part of the DDR course has to do with networking and building communities of practice where knowledge can easily be shared.
I can definitely say the center, offers a very conducive atmosphere for learning, a blend of theory and practice, which is actually very good. On the issue of participants, what kind of people attend these DDR training courses at the center?
First and foremost, we focus on the three components. That's military, police, and civilians. So you usually have members of these components in DDR trainings. That said, if you take the foundation course, it's usually the course with the largest diverse group, because like I said at the beginning, anyone who can demonstrate a need for DDR or wanting to build their capacity on DDR is usually considered. For the advanced course, that you need practitioners. You need people directly involved in DDR because it's quite technical and it's heavy with a lot of DDR exercises throughout the 2 weeks. Where the last group, that is the specialized DDR courses, with that we usually have participants being selected by the organization that is initiating the training.
Can you share with us a personal anecdote from any memorable DDR training?
This happened a few years ago, and in one of our final exercises, the assessments we do at the end of the 2 weeks for participants to demonstrate learning. It was at the end of the exercise where participants had given presentations and everything. One lady felt that the feedback she received from the facilitators wasn't encouraging and that it was too harsh. About 6 months after that incident, I got a phone call from this same lady. She told me that the feedback she received during the last day has really helped her in her current project. Otherwise, her project would have failed had she not received that feedback. So in future, when participants come and they complain about feedback, we should give them our honest feedback. It's important to give feedback in a very constructive way.
The feedback definitely paid off in the long run. How has DDR changed since you started in this role? Are training courses keeping up?
Okay, for me, DDR has changed a lot, and like with everything about life, the only constant is change. And I think I alluded to this earlier on. There's usually a lag between knowledge and practice. And when I say knowledge, I mean documented knowledge and practice. So it's been interesting. This gap between knowledge and practice has to be bridged. And one of the ways to bridge that is through training. DDR has changed from the different generations. DDR now is not talking only about programming, but it's talking about the whole process of DDR. So DDR is continuously changing, and I expect it to continuously change. Training for me is adapting as best as I can, because I see training as one of the means to bridge between knowledge and practice.
DDR is definitely a continuous process. How do you see the future of DDR?
For me, I see DDR continuing as it is, and DDR always being a tool for peacekeeping. You stop DDR programs when conflict stops. That's how I see it. Because during conflict, personnel and people are mobilized to fight. Once they are mobilized to fight and there's peace, you need to handle those people you mobilize to fight. And DDR is the only tool that actually addresses the problem of ex-combatants and their communities of return. So will there be changes? There will be changes in DDR, but DDR will always be needed because armed conflicts will always be there.
With that said, is there still the need to offer these trainings?
Yes, there's a need to offer these trainings because one of the ways to bridge even the gap between knowledge and practice is training. Also, if you have a constantly changing environment, then you need to build capacities constantly because things are changing. You still need to identify ways to make DDR a lot more effective and efficient. And all this is done through training. So yes, they will still be relevant and very needed.
Indeed, DDR trainings must continue. I thank you very much, Mr. Augustine, for making time with us. It has been a really insightful session, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
Thank you very much, too.